88, Bridgeport.
Let's see if he's here or not.
No, I think it's that.
Just, can you put on pause for a minute, Nancy?
He'll need to be sworn in.
Anyone who's going to speak who has not been sworn in.
He came back.
You can stay there. You can stay there.
And the appellant from Groton also. Thank you.
Anyone who has not been sworn in.
There we go. Everybody. Who cares? If you haven't been sworn in yet, now's your time. Now's the time to do it.
Raise your right hand, please. You solemnly swear that the testimony you'll give this day will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, pursuant to perjury?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, this is 24-678.
Correct.
And you have the record, sir?
Sergeant Michael Segrist, Bridgeport Police Department.
May I just ask one quick, sir?
Yes.
What town or city do you live in today?
Bridgeport.
Okay, thank you.
Sergeant, your brief statement of the case?
Yeah, we denied due to failure to disclose a couple incidents back in 1998, and also the appellant did not sign the application.
Very brief statement of your defense, sir?
Yes, it was a clerical error. And it was written down that I applied twice. Excuse me, I didn't. And it was just a clerical error. I have the signed... And this is the document he was saying that wasn't signed. And I had a, you know what, let me put my glasses on, because that's what happened. So, it just got mixed up. And it was also saying that I wasn't being truthful. And what it was, I didn't understand how far back it was asking me as far as my address.
Okay, why don't you wait until it's your turn to give the whole case?
Okay, okay.
I have a question for the board, really. It does not, it appears that the appellant did not sign the application.
The notary did.
The notary signed.
The notary signed.
Well, I have the original right here.
We have the original.
Can we consider a case when the appellant did not sign the application?
It's incomplete.
What's your opinion, Mike?
I see it's an incomplete application.
Incomplete?
I get, yeah, he didn't swear to the truthfulness of the application if he didn't sign it.
Yes.
And I'm just talking out loud.
Therefore, that's why they couldn't do a warrant for the failure to disclose, because technically...
Yes, I'm sort of talking out loud, walking it through to my head a little bit, since...
It's incomplete.
Yeah, so for us to hold him responsible for not answering the questions accurately, which is the basis of the hearing today, really isn't correct. It's, you know, it's basically an incomplete and valid application.
And the issuing authority would have to deny.
Yeah, but he didn't make the statements under oath, okay? But he still made the statements, or lack of making statements.
Yes, yep.
So I think we can still consider that, and the fact that it's under oath goes to the weight, not the admissibility of the document.
But I was just trying to figure out, is the application itself a valid application?
Yeah, that's the question that I'm raising.
I guess I have to look at 28.
Yeah, 28.
Did you all reach out to the appellant when you received the application to advise him that he hadn't signed it? Give him an opportunity to come in and sign it?
We ourselves did not take the application, but usually what they do is they give you a letter at the window stating and advising to make sure everything's been filled out completely before submission. So I don't know if it was ever reached out after submission.
Would you give your name for the record, please?
Nicole Lozada, sorry, Bridgeport Police Department. It's L-O-Z-A-D-A.
Thank you.
When were you advised
advised that you had not signed the application?
To be honest with you, I wasn't. I received a denial letter. It was when I was the only notification that I received. And from that point, I went to appeal.
Does the denial letter raise the issue of him not signing it?
Yes. And we do give the letter out at the window just because obviously we're not the ones applying for a firearm, but we try to help appealants and the public as best as we can with stressing the importance of disclosing old convictions, of signing, of doing things. Because again, we're not getting the pistol permit. They are, so they should kind of be able to walk through the application because we don't have to handle the gun for them when they have it. But we always give the letter, just make sure everything's filled out to reiterate so we kind of don't have this happen. But the things we hand out, if, you know, appealants and stuff don't read them and always follow them, there's only so much we can do. But I know we stress the importance. We have a thing that we hand out at the window that says, please make sure convictions have been disclosed, arrests, things within the nolle period. Please make sure the application's signed, notarized. That's also a problem. So we hand that out beforehand as just kind of like a guidance for people.
What's the date of the denial letter?
The date of the denial was February 28th of 2024. And the application was submitted. But I don't know if you have the date. This sheet does. So the application was submitted 1/12 of 2024.
So the denial was 5 or 6 weeks later?
Yes. Within the statute.
And it also does say that the application was not signed.
We stress that in the letter.
Yeah.
Doing a little quick research.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know that we've faced this before.
I think it says application described by the commissioner. So that's statute, so whatever the application mandates.
Including some kind of a compact after recess.
I think it's an invalid application. That's how I look at it. It was insufficiently made. We'd have to reapply. That's my feeling on it. Because that's a suitable application submitted to the local authorities.
My concern is that this is an incomplete and invalid application, and
agreed,
we can't consider it. That's what I'm raising.
I'm in agreement.
The 2020 application in our packet.
No, that's not included here. That would have been prior to us being in permit.
I see one in our packet from 2020. That's all
about property, yeah.
Yeah. So did you guys include that, or did he? I'm just trying to figure out who.
We didn't include
that. That's not in our packet. That was the prior sergeant. Sorry.
But I mean, but this came from Bridgeport.
Yes.
That's what I meant.
Yes,
yeah,
it would have came from Bridgeport. Yes. I just must have grabbed the most recent.
No.
I guess the way I see it is, if someone makes a statement to a police officer in the course of an investigation of something that the department has authority to do an investigation over, and he makes false or misleading statements, he's not under oath when he says that, mm-hmm. but we can still consider that. Mm-hmm. So the fact that the application isn't under oath, he still made the statements, he still left things off of the application, I think we can consider it.
No, I just think we're trying to determine whether is the application a valid application.
From the start. Can you consider it because it wasn't properly executed?
Yeah. That's the first. Yeah, I think once we get over, I agree with you on the second part, mm-hmm. but is the application a valid application to start? That we should.
I'm trying to think of an analogy.
Yeah.
Because could you give someone a driver's license if they didn't fill out the application properly?
Right.
And they didn't sign at the bottom? Probably not, right?
Yeah.
They wouldn't be like, oh, well,
Right.
No blood, no foul, they would say, it's an invalid application. You have to fill it out again and go through the process. It says suitable application. That's how they.
Do you understand the debate we're having?
No, I don't.
So when you fill out the application, you never signed. The notary sign where you were supposed to sign, right? So that's a big problem because you never signed your own application for the pistol permit. So you didn't actually make an application for a pistol permit at that point. You see what we're saying?
Okay.
The notary did on your behalf somehow.
And you're supposed to sign before a notary swears to it.
Exactly. Because they're, what the notary doing is saying, yes, he did sign. Yes, he did swear that everything's true. So that's the problem we're running into. I don't think we can even hear it. I think it's an invalid application.
I'm looking for a motion. The question is, can we even consider your application? Since we're having difficulty with that, another option is if you wanted to withdraw this appeal and reapply, making sure that you sign the application, you would have a right to do that.
And we would be willing to do that also. So start a fresh, clean slate. Then you can disclose everything you have.
Well, what I have to paint, the fees that I already.
Yeah, the fingerprints would have to be redone because they're only good for 6 months.
They'd have to do a new criminal background check on you.
New proofs of address to prove you live.
Just also, let me check one thing on his.
That would remove the cloud over this hearing right now because. As I understand it, anything we do right now can be challenged because the application may not be a valid application. We could be acting in ways that are detrimental to you or vice versa. You could be, we could be considering an application we shouldn't be considering. So the neatest thing to do would be for you to reapply and sign it.
Okay.
It'll take more time, but. It should have been a valid application to begin with.
It would be a more solid application. There's a cloud over this application.
Okay. So if that's the recommendation, then I'll do that.
You'll withdraw the application?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. And make sure that is a complete and accurate application when you do it.
Okay.
They have everything on the denial letter, so make sure you list everything on the denial letter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
That'd be no question.
And if you're not sure, just put it there anyway.
Yep.
Better to over-disclose. Mm-hmm.
So can you show me again where I didn't sign?
Yeah, we can do this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Want to do it now or?
You can do it after. We're good. I think he's withdrawn, so I think we're good to go. All right.
Thank you,
guys.
Yep. And we meet outside.
Okay.